Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This is Blog Talk Radio, Crown Drums, Crown Talking Drums, Blog Talk Radio. And where it is the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong, who is the founder and CEO. And I am your host tonight, Renee. And I want to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Good evening, and shalom. I greet you in the Hebrew name of God, Elohim, Yahweh. I greet you in the mighty name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshiva. I thank you all for joining in. Praise God. And at this time, yes, there is a word from the Lord, and I am actually going to start with an opening prayer. Amen. Father God, I come to you thanking you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made. Oh, Yahweh, we praise you, we magnify you, and we give your name all the glory. For you are Elohim, Yeshiva, the Messiah. We thank you, God. We thank you for encamping your angels all about us all night, all surrounding us, keeping us from all harm and danger, oh God. We thank you, Lord, as we went out to our prospective travels, God, places of travel, that you kept us safe, oh God. You gave us traveling mercies, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, some people didn't wake up today, oh God, and some were less fortunate to do the things that we have done, oh God. But Lord, we do not take it for granted, oh God, that you gave us the activities of our limbs, oh God, and you gave us the breath that we breathe, oh God. You created us, and you know all about us, oh Lord. And Father, tonight, as I go into thy word, oh God, I ask that you take me out of self, oh God. Remove, oh God, if there be anything that is unbecoming of you, oh God. I ask that you remove it right now. Cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, oh God. Never, never to rise anymore, oh God. Father, Lord, let someone hear a word, oh God. Hear a word through this broadcast, oh God, through this message, oh God, and let them say, I yield, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, the Messiah, amen and amen and amen. And again, I welcome you. I received by text a very interesting message last night as I was thumbing through the night trying to fall asleep and find something to read, and, well, not read, but to do. And so I picked up my phone and I saw this message come through. And it was regarding someone had sent a message where they were at church on Sunday, and someone got up in the midst of the congregation and began to speak in tongues. And I'm not touching base on the fact that they spoke in tongues, but what I am touching base on is the fact that they spoke in tongues, and afterwards they had, there was an interpreter in the midst, and the interpreter began to speak of what thus says the Lord. And as they spoke, I couldn't make out clearly everything, but I do know that one of the messages was that it's time for us to put away idols. God is God. In other words, God is God. There is no other God but God. He is God of our age, God of yesterday, in other words, God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's time to get in his presence, to worship, in other words, him in spirit and in truth, to put away idols. And as I begun to read, to listen to that message that was sent, they also sent a recording of the message. And so as I began to listen to it, the Spirit led me to the scripture I have it, bear with me. It led me to where it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his power of his might. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going through a different scripture. Oh, Lord, bear with me. Open, in other words, open up ancient gates. Open up ancient doors and let the King of Glory enter. And that comes from Psalm 24 and 9. And then I was led to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, a very familiar passage of scripture that simply reads, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Now, I should have told you that I took these scriptures from the New Living Translation of the Bible. I have no problem with going through various translations as long as the translation does not take the words out of context, as long as the translation does not water down the word of God. And so I listened to that message that the interpreters interpreted within that text, it led me to these scriptures. And the reason I got read, I believe, is because what I got out of it is people, this is, I've been talking, in other words, God has been talking throughout the scripture to
during biblical days, and the message hasn't changed. It has not changed one iota. It is the message that was given yesterday, today, and it will be given forevermore. You know, God's word does not return void. Whatever he chooses to say, in other words, I'm putting it very plainly in today's term, whatever God says, whatever God does, it will not return void, but it will please, it will do just what he accomplishes. He purposes it. Purpose, his purpose to do with it. We have to start listening. It fell before my heart that we have to start listening to the word of God. He makes it very plain. There is no change because God does not change. He does not go back on his word. If he said it, he meant it, and it is a done deal. I got to thinking about also the message mentioning idols. God is a jealous God. He says that in his word. He's a jealous God. He wants us to worship, put no other God before him. God is also, when I think about that, idols, there are so many idols that we lift up in, did I lose everybody? Okay.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I seem to have done something and lost the signal. I got cut off momentarily. But what I was in the midst of saying is I don't know how much was lost, but I was talking about God being a jealous God. He wants us to place no other God before him. Idol worshiping. And see, we can have idols erected in many ways. Idols, well, we can worship our finances, money. We can worship places. We can erect idols within our own hearts. And God does not want us to erect these idols. He does not want us to put anything before him. God does demand that we make him a priority in our lives. And so when I was thinking about that, I was also thinking about how God is omnipresent. God is the God of the just. He's the God of the unjust. God is the God of the Jews. God is the God of the Gentiles, the non-believers. I mean, anyone other than Jews. God is, he has no respect of person. God is God. He is the great I am. He is, that's why when we, I'm reminded that the angel of this of the broadcast let us know that we need to start using the Hebrew name for God, which is Elohim. Elohim. It is
being specific, as we have names. God wants us to call him by name. God does not want us to take his name and just use it freely. God wants us to talk to him and communicate with him and have a relationship with him, just like we would have with any other person. We have a relationship with God. We've established a relationship with God. He is open to us. We need to open our hearts to him. We need to be specific. We need to address him and give him reverence as Elohim, our Abba Father, our God, the Hebrew God, that because he is the Hebrew God, that doesn't make him God of just the Hebrew people. That makes him God of his children, his creation. He loved us. He sent, this is the reason why he sent his son, that we can be redeemed. We can be brought back into a right relationship with him. And then as the message, as I listened to the message, it also talked about, I began to think about this war that is going on between Israel and, let me get the correct name. And the Hamas. I was thinking about that. You know, Israel, the nation, has been fighting war since biblical times. It is nothing new. During biblical times, as we know, God did everything he could to protect and guide and provide for his children of Israel, his chosen nation. And each time they rebelled time after time, generation after generation. And it's nothing new today. Israel wants to be acknowledged as the chosen people. Yes, God, you are the chosen nation. But God is not just speaking to a nation, as he spoke in, Solomon built the temple in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Solomon had built the temple and dedicated it to God, and God began to speak. He told Solomon, and if my people who are called by my name would just humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven, and I shall heal their land. And as I read that and as I study that scripture, God was speaking to a nation, the nation of Israel. But today, God is speaking to the world. Israel, today, God is speaking to the world. He's speaking to all of us, all of his children, because we are all God's children, good, bad, right, or indifferent. We are God's children, and he is talking to us, and he is talking to the world, because the world is not, you know, it's in turmoil. It's in turmoil. We have leaders who are trying to leave the country, and they know not the Lord. They claim to be people of God. Many of them talk the scripture, but their hearts are far away from the scripture. And so they are idolizing themselves. They are putting themselves before God, and they are trying to lead the people. I will be specific as I speak about when I read Second Chronicles chapter 7, I had to go to the 17th verse, Second Chronicles 17, and let me go there right now, because I don't have much time to do this, but Second Chronicles 17. Second Chronicles 17 starts off by saying, Lord, Second Chronicles 7. Second Chronicles 7 and 17. And it reads, I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. It says, as for you, if you walk before me as your fathers David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, it says, it goes on to say, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. God is still pleading to us today. God is a God. He keeps his promises. He doesn't go back on his promises. He wants to be the God of all people. There is but one God, one faith, one baptism. We have got to put away things that we put before God. We have got to start taking God at his word. We have to start letting God lead and guide us. We have to stop following the way of the world and be children of God. When he says, you know, in other words, Israel, if you just let me be God the way I have tried to be God in your lives, from yesterday, today, I am still pleading. I'm still knocking at the door. You have to let me be who I am. Stop trying to overpower me. You cannot overpower me because I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. If it wasn't for me, Israel, if it wasn't for me, world, you would not exist. You would not be here.
I created you. I know all about you. I put purpose and I put destiny in your life. I am the God of the unjust, the just and the unjust. So I'm going to make this very brief. This is a very brief message, a very last-minute message, but I feel a very important message. The Word of God says it's time to wake up. It's time to put away the foolish things of the world. It's time to allow God to take control of us and our lives. It is time for us to stop choosing our own path. And you know, God doesn't want us to be robots, but if you see that you are going down a path that leads you to nothing but destruction, wake up, turn around. If you see that you are fighting the same war over and over again, and it is a war of power, a war of who wants to dominate, who wants to be the dominating force, who we want to place in power, who we feel that when the Donald Trumps open their mouths that everyone is going to listen to, who is most influencing in the world. The only one that we should be listening to is the Word of God. Every word that proceedeth out of God's mouth is truth. So with that in mind, I am going to open up the phone line. I'm going to take them off mute. And should anyone have anything that they wish to say, now is the time. I welcome your comments. I welcome your concerns. I welcome your constructive criticism.
God bless you, Evangelist Renee.
God bless you, my faithful listener, Minister Sharon. I
always enjoy your program. They're very fulfilling and uplifting. I always learn something, or I have something that I can take with me and go over in my mind and go over and study. But I was thinking about the scripture where it talks about if my people, which are called by my name, and it goes on from there. And you did mention that God does not want robots. He did not make robots. He gave us a free will.
Yeah.
And it says it so clear there, if, the word if, it means you can choose to do and there'll be results, and you can choose not to and then there'll be results. And even
right.
It even goes back to that he's knocking at the door.
Yeah.
And if you open it, he's not going to open it. But you have the choice. You can open the door when you hear the knock, or you can decide not to. But either decision, there are consequences. And it would be to our advantage in these days and these times to open the door.
That's right.
Let God come in. Let him change your circumstance, your situation. And then not only that, live victorious here, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
After here.
Yeah.
So it always reminds me when I hear that scripture and to hear you talk about it today, if my people, we have a choice.
Yes, we do.
And it would be to our advantage to do as God says do in these
yes.
days, in these times, in these situations that we're going through. So many
mm-hmm.
minds are troubled and confused, and relationships are distorted. We need somebody greater than ourselves.
Right.
We need the Almighty God, or Elohim.
That's right.
Much needed today. Thank
That's
you
right.
so much for the word you brought forth. And we continue to pray for you and your family
Thank
as a result
you,
of the
God.
Transition of your mom. We pray your strength in the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Minister Sharon Phillips. I thank you, and I do glean from her word as well, as she has a program on Facebook, Traffic Devotion, and Through the Bridge. And this is how we actually met, Through the Bridge, on our Facebook program, she and I. I call her more than a friend. I call her my sister.
God bless you.
God bless you. They refer to her as, refer to us as Mary and Elizabeth. I can't figure out which one is Mary and which one is Elizabeth. But praise God, we are
praise
one.
God. Amen.
In the Lord. Will there be any other that will have something to say? Now, I'm sure, you see, this war is very active. It is, you know, the Bible mentions rumors of war. This is not rumors. This
Amen.
War has been going on for a long time.
Right.
I'm sure someone has something to say.
I can't hear you. I'd like to say the message is very informative today, especially the ending part of it. I really enjoyed it, and it shows that we do all have choice. And when if we do anything of that
nature,
we can turn around. So thank you for that. I want to worry about some more.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, man of God. Yes, we have a choice. We don't have, you know, it's like someone, when somebody knocks at the door, if you don't open the door, then you won't know who it is. We have a choice. God is knocking at the doors of our hearts. He's pleaded with us in every way possible. Every way possible. Parting the Red Sea. He's no short of a wonder. He's no short of a wonder.
Amen.
He gave his son, his only begotten son.
Yes.
That we should live, not die,
Amen.
But have
Amen.
Everlasting life.
Oh, yes.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life. Amen.
And he gives us peace.
Yes.
Peace that surpasses all understanding. You
Amen.
Know, God doesn't just want us to wait to have peace only in our afterlife, but
right.
we can have peace right now.
Peace right now. Yes, Lord.
Right now. If we
right
just
now.
Turn, you know, I'm not saying that everyone is, the reasons why that this world is in, well, it is. The world is sinful. We
yes.
were born in sin, shaped in iniquity.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Whether we like it or not, you know.
All right.
This
All
is
right.
the way it is. And God
yes.
is calling. He's been calling. It's not just
yes.
a message for us today, but it is until the Lord decides to come back. And he is coming back.
Yes, he is.
He's coming back one day, and I don't know how, you know, to get. I'm very passionate about that. God is returning.
Yeah,
he's returning.
Yeah.
He didn't just say this word to have it just pushed around. He
mm-hmm.
didn't just speak these words to hear himself speak.
All right.
He didn't just do provide for us and supply every need according to his riches and glory to have it done. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
need any fame. He
Amen.
Gets the glory all by himself.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, it's
Amen.
Not like. He's doing us a favor. We're not doing him a favor.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, I'm not just saying that to everybody, but I'm saying it to me too. I have to every
yes.
day. We have to every
yes.
day wake up and
every
what
day.
I call beat this flesh. You know,
every
beat
day.
The flesh
every
day.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Because we all sin, fall short of the glory of God
yes,
every day.
Yes, Jesus. Every day.
So the message is not just for you. It's not just for elderly people. It's not just for,
mm-hmm.
for it's for everyone. It's for everyone.
Amen. Amen.
You know, our apostle is often talking about, let me see if I can get it straight. We are no longer lambs, in other words. We full grown, we sheep now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to stop being fed on milk.
Right.
It's time to feast on some nourishment, some
mm-hmm.
meat.
Mm-hmm.
And if it means that you don't like the word or you don't like what's being said, well, that's the word. Don't argue with me. Argue with the Lord.
Yes.
The word, the Lord.
Yes.
Take it up with
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
And so, as I see it, my God has appointed me for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
To spread his message.
Yeah.
And it is to the righteous and to the unrighteous. God is a
mm-hmm.
holy God. He deserves,
yes,
he wants a holy people.
Amen.
Holy and
Amen.
Righteous. Is it too hard to live holy and righteous lives? No, it's not.
No.
It really isn't. If it's so
Amen.
Easy to live the life in the world, we can surely try to live differently other than the world.
Amen. Amen. We have help.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. And it's time for us to stop allowing the enemy to infiltrate our lives. There's enemies trying to get in the White House.
Oh, Lord.
Start praying. It's praying time.
Start yes,
praying.
Amen.
We don't
Amen.
Have to
Amen.
Pray that the Lord strikes the enemy down, but we can pray. We know who that enemy is. I'm not going to say it, but we know it is who it is. And we
mm-hmm.
don't have to ask God to destroy him and cut him down. We can ask God to change his heart.
Yes, Lord.
Change his heart. Mm-hmm. Just like the prime minister in Israel. Change his heart. God
yes,
can
Lord.
Do it.
Yes, he can.
God can do it. God can remove
yes.
the stony heart.
Amen. Amen.
So with that, I am going to ask again, is there anyone who desires
mm-hmm.
to have a word at this time, a comment? Feel free. I often say your words, your testimony can be a blessing to others. It can save
yes.
the very lives of another.
Amen. Amen.
And with that, I am going to end this in prayer. Father God, I come to you blessing your holy name, Yahweh. Elohim.
Yes. Yes.
Yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
You are magnificent.
Yes.
You deserve
yes, yes.
all the glory.
Yes,
you deserve
Lord.
All the praise.
Mm-hmm.
I come to you bringing you worship, worshiping you, not just worshiping you in spirit and in truth, oh God.
Yes,
for
Lord,
I know
Jesus.
The things that you have done, oh God. Father, Lord,
yes,
you know
Lord.
Us, you made us, and you know all about us.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you.
Yes.
We praise you, oh God. We magnify you.
Yes.
And we lift you up. Your name
thank
is
you,
worthy
Jesus.
To be praised.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus, at the name of Jesus,
yes.
every knee shall yes. bow and every tongue shall confess. One day, every
yes,
knee,
Lord, Jesus.
Every tongue, every person, will bow down and confess that you are Lord of King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Mm.
Father God, I ask that you, Lord, touch us in a mighty way, oh God. Continue to feed us with your word, oh God. But more importantly,
yes.
oh God, let us have receptive hearts, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Let us come before you humbly, O God, giving you reverence and giving you praise.
Yes,
Father,
yes.
Lord, as you have established us in your life, as in your life, as your children, O God, we establish you, O God, as our God, our only supreme God, our almighty God, Jehovah
yes.
God. We worship you, God. We worship you, and we ask that we continue, O God, to grow, to move closer to your throne of grace, O God. Grow closer to your throne of grace, O God. Father, give us more faith, O God. That faith, O God, that says to the mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed, O God. Father,
yes.
Lord, let us know that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things and the mighty works, oh God, that you have in store for us, oh God.
Yes.
Those who have faith in you, oh God. Those who put their trust in you, oh God. Father, Lord, I ask you right now to lay your hands, oh God. Lay your hands,
yes.
Your healing hands, oh God.
Yes,
because, oh
yes,
God,
Jesus.
Truly, we have to look up to you, oh God, because you are our healer, oh God. You
yes.
are our healer. Father, Lord, you
yes.
gave us the doctors. You gave us the doctors, and you've given the doctors wisdom. Them, oh God, wisdom
yes,
to make the medications, oh God. That doesn't mean, oh
yes.
God, you do not want us
to listen to their words and to abide by what they prescribed, oh God. But Lord, if we just put you first, oh God, when that pain starts, put you first, oh God. Acknowledge that you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. That you can touch us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, oh God. That, Lord, when worries and troubles enters and stress enters our minds, oh God, if we just put you first, oh God, that you will relieve, you will move those mountains out of our way, oh God. You will lift up those burdens. You can carry those burdens, Jesus. You said to give the burdens to you, Jesus. You can carry them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let us start realizing, Lord, that we are in a war. In a war with the enemy. The enemy is on attack. He seeks to kill, destroy your people, oh God. And he desires every day to sift us like wheat, oh God. But Lord, let us know that you have given us the power and the authority to trample over the serpent, oh God. That we have the authority to move him out of the way, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
That the words that we speak are like a double-edged sword, oh God. It has power, oh God. It has power. The power is the Holy Spirit, oh God, that you've given us. Jesus, you said you did not leave us comfortless.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have your Spirit that dwells in us, that walks with us every day.
Yes,
but let
Lord.
Us
yes,
know
Lord.
Again, Lord, that your Spirit does not dwell, it will not dwell in unclean purposes. That is why, oh God, we ask that you give us clean hearts, renewing us right spirit, the right spirit, oh God. That you cleanse us, oh God. You wash us with hyssop, oh God. Make us whiter than snow, oh God. Make us holy and acceptable in your sight, oh God.
Yeah.
That we will be fit and we can be used for the purpose which you have chosen to use us for, oh God.
Yes,
let us know
that
we don't have to have titles, oh God, to proclaim your word, oh God. Somebody in Walmart, somebody in CVS, oh God, needs to hear that Jesus is real. And how do we know? Because he's real in us.
Yes, Lord.
Let us not hide your light, oh God. Let your light be seen, oh God, so that others may see you in us and glorify the Father, oh God. Glorify you, oh God. Yahweh, we love you. We put no one before you. Let us put away idols, oh God. Let us stop worshiping our finances and our clothes, our fancy clothes, oh God. Let us stop going to church and play in church and be the church, oh God. Lord, you call the church the called out ones, Ecclesiastes, the called out ones. We say, where are we called out? We called out from everything, every one of us, oh God. We are not without spot or wrinkle, oh God. All of us have blemishes, oh God. But Lord, you are the God of second chances. I'm so glad that you are the God of second chance.
Second
you
chance.
Can clean
Hallelujah.
Us up, oh God. You can clean us up. Father Lord,
yes,
you can pick up the brokenness, oh God.
Yes, you can.
The brokenness, oh God.
Yes,
you asked
yes, the
eagle,
yes.
Can these bones live? Yes, they can.
Yes, they can live.
We got to speak life. Speak life.
Amen. Amen.
Into them.
Yes,
Father God, I ask that you touch every individual on this prayer line, oh God, on this line, oh God.
Yes,
touch
yes,
them,
yes,
touch
yes.
them in a mighty way, oh God. Father Lord, let us remove double-mindedness. Let us stop being a deceitful. Let us stop being hateful against each other, our own brothers, oh God.
Oh,
let us stop going against each other, oh God, and let us unite as one, body in Christ. We are supposed to be serving one God.
We are supposed
to be living for the Lord, lifting up the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, you say you are sure soon to come one day. And I believe it, oh Lord. I believe you're coming back.
Amen.
I believe
you're
coming back. And Father Lord, we want to be ready. I know I want to be ready, oh God, when you come.
Amen.
I want to be ready when you come. I want to be ready, so ready that, Lord, when the trumpet sounds, that they'll say, here am I, God, here am I.
Yes, Lord
Take
Jesus.
Me with you. I don't want to wait for the, I want to go in the rapture, God. Rapture me up, oh God. Hallelujah, rapture me up. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch us all in a mighty way. Bless this nation, oh God. I continue to pray for this nation, oh God. I continue to pray that, Lord, that your will be done. Not our will, your will be done, oh God.
Your will.
And that everyone, oh God, come to see that you are the only God, the Almighty God, and that we have to start looking up to you. We have to start giving you reverence. We have to start letting you be who you are in our lives, oh God. We have to stop putting you on the back burners, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father, I'm so tired of us putting you in back of us, putting you last. Calling on you only when we're in trouble, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I've done the same thing. I'm guilty of the same thing,
yes,
oh God.
Yes.
But, Lord, one day you opened my eyes.
Yes.
You took away the blindness, oh God. You removed the scales. And I'm so happy, oh God. Father,
Lord,
let me, my words, that you have given me to speak, oh God, fall fresh on somebody's heart, oh God, that they may say, what must I do to be saved? I yield.
Yes.
I praise God. Amen and amen and amen. I wasn't mindful of my time, but I wish you all a good night. I bid you all a good night and shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.